Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Words We Speak, written and read by Ashley Moore. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 12:18. The words, "sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me," couldn't be further from the truth. From being taunted as a child to office gossip, we've all experienced the bruising effects of words on our lives. I'm willing to bet if I were across the table from you right now and asked you to recall memories, you could easily recall a time when someone said something hurtful to you. Because the truth is, whether we acknowledge it or not, our words carry so much weight. Our words can be used to build up or tear down. They can motivate or discourage. They can be a source of an inflicted wound or healing balm for another soul. So let me ask, has anyone said anything hurtful about you? Do their words stick with you now, possibly years after they were spoken? Maybe you still hear the voice of your overly critical mother when you make decisions. Don't do that. I won't have people thinking I raised an idiot. Or perhaps you wince at the memory of a teacher embarrassing you in front of the entire class. Honey, don't think for a second you will get into college with these test scores. Or perhaps a confidant betrayed your trust, turning your personal hurt into public shame. You know, I don't feel bad for her divorce. I bet he left her because she is such a nag. Our key verse is true. Words can cut us oh so deep. Other places in scripture communicate the weight of our words as well. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent." Proverbs 15:1 reads, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." We've all likely been on the receiving end of the rash words spoken by another person. Maybe their words stoked strong emotions in us or led us to retaliate unkindly, adding salt to the wound they inflicted. Conversely, I shudder as I think of who may have a painful memory of hurtful words I've spoken. With the knowledge from Scripture and with the help of the Holy Spirit, let us be diligent at choosing our words purposefully. We can use our conversations to provide comfort, not elicit pain. After all, our role as Christians is to be the aroma of Christ everywhere we go. 2 Corinthians 2:15 through 17. We want our words to be a refreshing, alluring scent trail to be followed, and not a stench for those who Christ is calling to himself. Words can be painful. Sometimes I think it might be easier to endure sticks and stones over a verbal attack. May we extend forgiveness to those who have carelessly spoken a rash word that caused us pain, and ask the Holy Spirit to transform our rash words into words full of wisdom that bring healing. Should a harmful word escape our lips, may we be quick to repent and repair, acknowledging the impact of what it's like to be on the receiving end of a rash word. Let's pray. God, thank you that the blood of Jesus covers not only my sin, but the sins that others have inflicted on me. You died for every harsh word we've spoken and the words that others have spoken against us. Thank you. Lord, forgive us for how we have carelessly spoken and hurt the people around us. God, thank you for the reminders from your life-giving word that the things we say are so powerful. God, would you make us tender to conviction when our tongues become sharp? Would you set a guard over our mouths and keep watch over the door of our lips, Lord? Psalm 141:3. May we wield the power of our tongues to build each other up and encourage one another. And when we fail, Jesus, would you forgive us and give us the courage and wisdom to use our words to bring healing? In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.